Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday. Happy 2019. And welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. This is your one and only Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon excited about being with you on today. Our series for January 2019 is Elevate Your Consciousness, Elevate Your Life. I am here joined by the one and only amazing Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap Jr. And Dr. Nate, just say hello to our listening audience.
God bless you, every single one of you. Thank you for being with us on today. And I just pray that everybody has a wonderful and prosperous 2019 as you put in the work and then as God does what he does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am over the moon excited. We've got so much material and we've got 29 minutes to share and I'm going to get it in. How was your New Year's?
Everything was good. Got to bring an exciting, I believe it was an exciting message on New Year's Eve. Really trying to get people positioned for 2019 and beyond, not just for this year. You got to go beyond the current year because that's what keeps everybody starting back over every single year with the same word. So we was able to communicate to the people on New Year's Eve that there's a couple of things that everybody, if you want it, need to do. One was evaluate your circumstances. The second thing was evaluate the people that you are connected to and or those who are connected to you. And then the third thing is evaluate your relationship with church or your church. Yeah.
Evaluation. That's the word right there. Self-evaluation. You said it.
I'm telling you.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Dunlap. We're going to jump right on in. Our series for the month of January is Elevate Your Consciousness, Elevate Your Life. And you know, Dr. Dunlap, you just mentioned it. We start these rituals in January as though this were some form of a magical date that is going to catapult us into better opportunity. And we set the same goals year after year and expecting something different just to find ourselves starting over December 31st, January 1st, the following year with the same routine. And it's about evaluating, accepting accountability, and execution. And I really, really appreciate that message. You know, I read something. I've been reading all night, and I was trying to determine where I was going to start off with these series. And you said something where we feel as though it's a magical date, some type of magical entrance into a new season that's going to transform within us without us doing the work. And I ran across this European author, Johann Wolfgang von Geist, and he said, magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen, anything. And that just brings us back to all things are possible for those that love the Lord. So I want to jump right in. As we embark on this new and exciting chapter of our lives, we welcome 2019 as a year of opportunity. And I want to share my personal experiences, how I was able to just get a level of accountability that the shift in the consciousness was necessary. You know, we think about weight loss as a physical feat, like you were able to condition the body to train it to do the things that you want to do. But in order to shift, it requires shifting your consciousness, opening yourself up to receive constructive criticism, coaching and counseling. And I think you said that, Dr. Dunlap, where we have to elevate, evaluate who do we have around us and what is our level of influence. That is so incredibly powerful. What are we being fed and how are we sharing that? How are we reflecting that in who we are? And I know so many of my colleagues and friends set these New Year's resolutions, and I can't tell you where they are on the 4th of January, 2019, but I just want to say that a shift in the consciousness is the key. Let me start off, Dr. Dunlap. Bear with me one moment. I am going to share our morning affirmations. We did meditations in 2019. I want to skip ahead and start off with affirmations, affirming within the self the things that we know are true. I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. I am cherished by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It's my season. It's my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke or broken another day in my life. I am a champion, and I will never be broke or broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I will be the actions and the reflection as a positive life, and my future is bright because my attitude is right. That is our affirmation on today, and that is the level of zest and enthusiasm that I want to share with our listening audience. I am empowered, and I want you to know that you are as well. You know, Dr. Dunlap, the power of life and death lies in the tongue, and the tongue is controlled by what? Your consciousness. Whatever is in your heart, it stems to your mind, and whatever is in your mind is what you will speak. And your words give you access and authority over all things. So it is my commitment, conviction, and execution that I speak life over every circumstance. I want to share something quickly, Dr. Dunlap, with our listeners. You know, you said every year we expect something different. We expect that we are going to celebrate the festivities from Thanksgiving to December 31st, and at that magical moment, as soon as the clock strikes midnight, we are in position to receive all of the benefits and blessings of the incoming year. And quite often, we operate in grace. God does things for us because we are incapable or we are unaware that we are empowered to do so. He blesses us with grace on a day-to-day basis. But just think how empowered we would be if we knew and operated in our level of empowerment. And I just want to share this. I kind of realized, being a very, very large woman, obesity has been an issue for me for quite a period of time. And I made some decisions, followed through with execution about 3 years ago, that I was going to beat the battle of obesity. Even though I have made significant strides in this area, it's a lifelong commitment. And I was sharing with a friend recently that it is so much fun to operate in my empowerment, to make decisions towards my highest and greatest good, to make sacrifices and watch the benefit of those sacrifices pay off. Now, I said all that to say this. Right after October, going into the November season, I had an epiphany. And this epiphany told me that I did not have to wait until December 31st to start operating in the New Year's resolution. I had the empowerment and the ability to start right now. During June and July, I went to my chiropractor, my orthopedic specialist, and they convinced me that steroid injections in my back would make me feel better. It would alleviate 90% of the pain. One of the questions I had was, will I gain weight? Oh, Kimberly, I don't think so. You know, your metabolism is really good and you're active. You eat right and you exercise. Fast speed ahead, within 60 days, I gained 40 pounds. I had no idea that my body was sustaining that much fluid and body weight until my clothes started fitting different. I get on the scale, I'm 40 pounds off track. So I decided that I wasn't going to wait till January. I just couldn't. I didn't want to take the risk. I wasn't comfortable what was going on. I immediately stopped the treatment, and I got back on a very rigorous diet. The first thing I did was cut out all sugars, processed carbs, no fast foods. I let no one cook for me. I cooked for myself. I had to know exactly what I was putting in my body. I went back, and I started effectively executing all of the things that I knew that had been success trends in the past. On today, or at the end of December, I was 30 pounds down into my goal. That All is right. huge. Huge, Dr. Dunlap. Do you know, not only did I get the weight down, but I moved into 2019 with such a powerful conviction. It is in me to know that God will honor and bless me through every season of my life. All I have to do is do my part. He always does his part. I just need to know that I am empowered and that there is a season and a part that I can do. Now, I am an affiliate, independent business owner with Total Life Changes, and I have amazing products. Yes, I would love to discuss that with you. I can be reached outside of Blog Talk right here. I can be reached at Facebook. I can be reached on Instagram, Silas Kimberly at Instagram, and Kimberly Silas on Facebook. Would love to share these amazing, amazing products with you, all natural, fruit, and plant-based, providing plenty of energy, sustainability, and promote immediate weight loss. That is just part of it. You know, I want to say this, Dr. Dunlap. People think that a healthy body starts with physical commitment, and it doesn't. This platform is much, much more than a weight loss channel. We here at Your Health is Your Wealth believe with all earnestness that a healthy body starts with a healthy mind. And you have got to condition yourself to want to do bigger and better things, better than you've done the day before. You know, I was sharing with a friend that we have to do the best that we are capable of doing, and this is our responsibilities for our temple. Do what you can do. You don't have to do what I did. Just do what you can do. And basically, that's the first step to a million miles starts with that first step. You gotta get started. So with that being said, your words will give you access and authority over all things, Dr. Dunlap, and start using intentional language. I'm very guilty of this. I have such high days that when I don't feel well, I immediately say, this is not a good day. That must stop. I cannot. If I put on paper all of my accomplishments, all of my victories, all of the progress that I made, it so far outweighs the very few bad days that I've had. So I dare not speak that. That has got to stop. I want to encourage people to learn all of your affirmations. One of my business colleagues and mentors shared this affirmation, the I am statement. What is your I am statement? I am a leader. I am not a follower. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a child of God. I am blessed beyond measure. I will never be broke or broken another day in my life. I am a champion. These are things that I believe. And the more I say it, the stronger I am spiritually. And those are the things, those are the keys to my success. You know, I really, Dr. Dunlap, wish I could just pour this on everybody that I love and just give the encouragement to keep pushing forward. You know, and I know we've shared this before, how we believe that church is the magical fix. We show up on Wednesday for Bible study and Sunday for service, and then all else will fall into place. But in these environments, we get messages and instructions on how to live. And if we're not executing that message and instruction, it's the equivalent of not participating at all. So I am just hyped. I am like above the radar about where this season will lead me. I was sharing, I need social media training. I told a friend of mine about 20 minutes ago on the phone, I need social media training. She said, no, you just need to go to social media. You're only going to learn by being there. So I was like, wow, I didn't even think of that. You only learn by being there. Just go and learn from scratch. So from an organic perspective, I am going to social media and I am going to start sharing my journey and how this has transformed my life and where I am with this, Dr. Dunlap. I often pick on you because you don't seem to have ever been challenged with body image issues, and that you are the walking epitome of good health. But I know everybody likes to feel better. Everybody wants more energy and more zest. So I encourage everybody to just take a look at where you are spiritually, emotionally, physically. What is it that you want to increase? If you feel as though you're already there, then you can just magnify what you already have. There's no reason why you can't follow through with execution. I'm overly confident that our temples are meant to be healthy, healthy vessels, and that we can complete this challenge through a plan of action. You know, starting the new year off, just changing and shifting the consciousness. I think that overall, Dr. Dunlap, willingness is the key. You can't formulate new ideas on a closed mind. You've got to admit where you are. You know, I was sharing with a family member the other day, and you can't fix what you don't face. You can't fix it. If you don't think there's anything wrong, you're never even going to look at the issue. So, maybe wrong is not the best word to use, but we can always be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. I was watching T.D. Jakes. Oh, this was so powerful. I don't want to screw it up because he is such a profound orator. But T.D. Jakes said, freedom is a messy, messy bitch. People and circumstances don't let you free when they have enjoyed the pleasures of your bondage. Did you hear that?
Oh, wow.
Yes. People and circumstances don't just let you free when they or it have enjoyed the pleasures of your bondage. That's examples of poor health will hold you hostage. Obesity will hold you hostage. Bulimia will hold you hostage. Bad relationships. This is a critical one. Debt and unfulfilling careers will hold you hostage and won't freely let you go. It's not easy to change your mind and leave a bad relationship, leave a job where you're unfulfilled. It's certainly not easy to get out of debt. It's just not easy to get out of debt. I'll share one with you about obesity. I was really frustrated during this early, you know, I told you I lost 30 pounds. During the initial regimen of getting back in the gym, eating right, flushing, making sure I'm getting plenty of detoxification and water, I get on the scale after a week and I lost 2 ounces in this one particular day. This was a day when I had plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and I knew that my scale would reflect differently. So I, you know, I'm on the phone with my doctor going, what have these steroids done to me? I've only lost 2 ounces, and that's not fair. And he said, Kimberly, calm down. It, you know, the human body is very intricate in design. The weight could be reflective of a lot of different things, but I want you to consider this. If you lose 2 ounces a day, two meager ounces per day, for 12 months, you will have lost 50 pounds. And it just blew my mind. I never considered. I said, what? We want everything right now. And I said that because T.D. Jakes said, you cannot microwave this. Good food is slowly cooked. Freedom costs something. And if we can't admit the cost, we won't protect it. So because I learned from the firsthand perspective that my health means something to me, you know, bringing down this weight, not just for vanity purposes, but because I want my heart to get plenty of oxygen and blood flow. I don't want my organs to be compressed and suffocated with fat and plaque and cholesterol. I want my body and my vessel to be alert and vigorous and healthy. Because I did the work, I know what it takes to protect it. I appreciate it more. So with that being said, I just want to encourage everybody, Dr. Dunlap, and this is one of my greatest prayers, that I can bring so many people into the fold, that I can make our places of worship where we can openly discuss being healthy. You know, we talk about our spiritual man and going to heaven. We talk about tithing. We talk about doctrine and discipline. But when it comes to what we should and shouldn't do to and with our bodies, we kind of go over that. You know, I went to a service recently, and afterwards we had dinner. And Dr. Dunlap, we had fat back, smoked this, fried chicken, butter biscuits, a homemade sweet potato pie. And I'm just sitting around going, this is completely contradictory of everything we just discussed. But because it's not an illicit drug, because it's not, because we celebrate through the festivity of food, we don't really look at what we're doing to our bodies. And I love to eat. Don't get me wrong. Fried chicken is one of my favorite meals, but it is a time when I treat myself. It is not the norm. It cannot be my norm. Those are the things that got me into this position. And it brings us back to, you cannot fix what you will not face. And I had to face that food for me was, my best friend. It was a companion. It was something that never denied me, was always accessible. I could eat as much or as little as I wanted of all the right or wrong things, and I'm just building a new relationship with my friend, with my companion, and I feel better. I forgot to mention how absolutely strong I feel internally, and it helps with mental clarity. It just does that. This morning I took some NutriBurst, which is a liquid vitamin. It's 98% immediate cell absorption. And what that means is when you take this vitamin, which is all plant and fruit based, once you drink it, it goes immediately into your cells. So within 2 to 3 minutes, you are on fire. You just have all this energy. And it's not a crash and burn. You don't go up and down. And I took my NutriBurst this morning, and I went into action. I have had the oils and the filter changed on the car. I've gotten grocery shopping done, washed a load of clothes, prepared myself to work, fixed my mother's dinner for 2 days. done all of that before noon, and I feel good with no crash and burn. So I just know that when we do the things that we are supposed to do, God just takes over and consistently blesses our action. And that's what I'm feeling right now. I am going to share on this weekend the journeys and the opportunity that I've had over the past 30 days. I want to share this testimony with people as many times as they'll listen. And I will share my secrets of success with anyone that will listen, because the only way to do this is wrong, is by yourself. The only wrong way to try to accomplish anything is to think that you're an island and you don't need guidance. Because I was willing to accept guidance, because I was willing to accept feedback from others, and because I took accountability for what condition I was in, everything began to miraculously, magically, for lack of a better word, just to work out. And I feel so, so good about that. I just really do, Dr. Dunlap.
I'm happy to hear it, and I'm happy that the listeners are able to hear it. You know, one of the worst things in the world, and I was saying this to somebody yesterday or the day before, is who is your example? If you have a concern with weight, for example, you know, you feel that the person feels that they need to lose weight. Well, who is the doggone example? Don't look at me, because I ain't never had a weight issue as far as, you know, having to lose weight. My weight issue was always the other end, trying to gain weight so I could look fine instead of being bony. You know, that was me. But when it comes to other matters, you know, such as finances, you know, if you're looking at somebody and you want your financial situation to get better, because, again, the show is your health is your wealth, then you can't look at somebody that is broke, busted, and disgusted and are not doing anything.
That's right.
And are scared to tell you what they're doing. You know, one of the worst statements, I'm going to be done, one of the worst statements that I continue to hear is about bringing somebody, when I get there, I'm going to bring some folks up when I get there. And I'm like, stop lying. How about we do this thing together? How about as you get a little bit, then I may not get as much as you, I can get some, because you're sharing and helping me. So it's not about waiting until somebody gets to a point. It's what are we doing along the way? And that's just a transformative mindset that if people will get it, or I'll say speaking it into existence, when people get it, those who get it will be in a much better place, and those will be the individuals that will be lining up, waiting for other folks to come to them and say, tell me how you did this. It's going to be a magical thing. So I'm excited just to even be close enough to the journey.
You know, Dr. Dunlap, you always bring me back into right alignment, right consciousness, because you just summed up everything with transformative mindset. You know, there are so many areas that I thrive to improve. I just want to live the best life and be the best person that I could possibly be. And, you know, I skimmed over something when I was referring to T.D. Jakes, but debt is a huge issue that keeps us consciously in bondage. It will hinder you from doing 90% of the things that you want to do in life merely by being in debt. It overwhelms you to the point where you don't sleep well, you don't work well, you don't eat well, you don't interact with your family well, merely because we're operating in debt. And what it requires to fix it is a transformative mindset. You cannot correct a behavior with the same mindset that created it. You cannot. You got to be willing to change the mindset. So we are coming very, very, very close to the end. I want to say thank you so very much for joining us on today at Your Health is Your Wealth. Now, we have an announcement. Our PRF table is making some changes throughout 2019. Now, January the 15th and the 20th,
29th only, hear me now, January the 15th and the 29th only, we will be meeting Tuesday. What time, Dr. Dunlap?
It's going to be Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Central Time.
12:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. Okay. On the 15th
Correct.
And the 29th, it's going to be 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, moving forward in February, we are changed to the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at the 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, we're right here at blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. Or you can dial in with us at 347-215-7934. Thank you, thank you, thank you for today. I will meet you guys back here on the 18th of January, 2 p.m. sharp, for the second part of Your Health is Your Wealth. Elevate your consciousness, elevate your life. Thank you for tuning in on today. God bless you and continued health and continued wellness. Be blessed.
Peace.